Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I'm so glad you're listening to this podcast today, and my prayer is that you will be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Sit back now with a cup of tea or your favorite coffee and listen to what the Lord has to say to us today. I am sharing what the Lord has impressed me with for the year 2020, and it is, of course, only what I see and what I hear from Him. So I encourage you to listen to many voices that are walking in the Word and that declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. But this is what He has shared with me for 2020 in Prophetic Insights. He has shown me the key words, the reign of grace and the reign of grace. In 2020, the conviction of God will be strong to cleanse the heart of falsity, the fear of man, and the passivity of half-repentance for works of the flesh. We can get all the people that we know around the globe to pray for us and to pray over us, but we cannot force out the devil and the darkness of our own unforgiveness and intentional blame shifting. We give the enemy consistent access to our churches and our lives, as long as we lord it over others, hiding our own sin and pretending that God does not see. In order to have the times of refreshing that we are crying out for and are desperate for as believers, we must learn to rule and reign with grace. The Lord has shown me that refreshing rains will not fall and cannot fall in full glory when we refuse to lay down judgments, manipulations, and self-invented spiritual rules that do not run parallel with the King of Grace, who is the ultimate mercy bringer. Mercy, it means to perform out of a desire to relieve suffering and is motivated by compassion. The action of forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Mercy shown prevents something unpleasant or provides relief from suffering. In 2020, the Spirit of God desires every believer to do themselves an eternal favor. Tell the truth. God will protect you more for doing this than any self-invented cover-up ever could, and you just might regain relationships with those you have used as stepping stones to your own deviant self-empowerment. The Heavenly King of Glory is always and forever creating newness of life. If we are indeed man or a woman of prayer, the test will come of that deep prayer life when your enemies surround you, accuse you, and often attempt to execute and silence you. Some will manifest in this next year as false friends who use and abuse your friendships and contacts in order to gain access to notoriety and power over all of the things you are supposed to be repairing for yourself. They will exhaust and weaken you until you once and for all put upon the altar of surrender any need for someone else to carry you or promote you. A man or a woman of prayer in these days right now will learn to sweep out iniquity, falseness, slander, and hierarchical pecking orders through goodness and humility. This is a time to trust, to depend upon, to lean upon the goodness of the Lord. This is a time to trust in His sovereignty more than ever. It is His right to define what grace is. It is not man's right. Here is the prophetic exhortation from the Lord for 2020. And so says the Lord, the Spirit of grace, the voice of wisdom, and the only Almighty One. As you cry out for times of refreshing, for a change in the hearts of men, for a move of my Spirit across the lands of earth, my command to you is that you begin to create an atmosphere where I may speak my plans according to my word and according to my prerogatives. I will lead you and guide you with enough light each day as you come to that narrow place with me. I will strengthen your weakened spiritual muscles as you dialogue in honesty with me and repent of foolish choices and foolish actions that have caused many to be shattered and shamed because you spoke out of a calling rather than out of following my voice. Begin to dig ditches in prayer. Become entrenched and immersed in it, never ceasing. Prepare places where my rain may fall and cause a fresh drinking place for those yet to taste of my goodness, as well as those who are thirsty within my body. Begin to dig ditches in prayer in dry places with humility and goodness. Lean upon me. Trust in me. Do not lean upon your own understanding, for you have well seen that having done this in the past, you have missed many opportunities to prepare a way of salvation for others. Isaiah 48:10 says, I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. So comfort yourself, weary and tired believer, with this thought. Does not the word come like a soft shower, quieting the fury of the flame? Is it not a fireproof armor against the heat, which will then have no power? Whatever happens to you in this valley of weeping, know that I have chosen it for you. If you still require an even greater comfort, remember that you have the Son of Man with you in the valley, in that secret place with you. There he sits by your side, one whom you have not seen but whom you love, and whether you know it or not, this is the true friend who sticks closely by you. I will never leave one whom I have chosen as my own. Great grace, great mercy, and great promise. All these are yours, extended from my hand, and for you to extend from your hand. Now is the time to live out the heart and life of the servant as I lead you with the little light that you have at this time. It is all you need as long as it comes from me. It is a time to learn to march forward, to dig ditches, to prepare so that others may drink freely with no restraints. When I come and speak to you and move among you, I express everything that is pure and lovely and has a good report, and sin and uncleanliness depart. Peace also reigns when I move with humble power. Gentleness will be the result of my transforming power. Harmlessness will follow, for hearts that are touched by me are never exhibiting any feelings of superiority, self-assertiveness, or showiness. My grace is sufficient for you, and you will find it if you will seek it, and above all, if you will express it. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, be strong in the grace that is in me. As a reservoir empties itself into pipes, so have I emptied out my grace for my people in this next wave of my heart. Of my fullness, you have received grace for grace. Grace is always available from me, without price. But Psalm 19:13 says, keep yourselves from overconfident, arrogant sins. You will certainly stumble if you look away from the one who is able to keep you from falling. Be very cautious about pushing yourself to the forefront of public gatherings and among the more visible. If you are to be used in higher visibility, let it be me who promotes you there. Some who drive themselves to the forefront will also have greater scrutiny and unfortunate exposure of hidden agendas and unholy transactions in 2020, and sadly will be brought low again because of their self-presumption of importance. If your love is fervent, your faith constant, and your hope bright, continue nonetheless to be on your guard and cry out, keep us from temptation. The seasons revolve according to my divine appointment, and man cannot change their schedule. In the spiritual, as in the natural realm, man's power is limited. I alone can remove the winter of spiritual death from an individual or from a church. Let me hear you say, not my will, but as you will, O Lord. As you yield to me, my people, I will yield in return and bring the sweetness of my holy presence into your very homes, your gatherings, whether modest or larger numbers are attending. I look for honest, wisdom-filled, and humble people to move among and to move through. Let it be as I desire, as I will. Allow me to determine what is the best for you. Be content to leave your prayer and your petitions in my hands. I know when to give, how to give, and what to give, and what to withhold. As you visit me in the secret place of repentance and brokenness, as the path becomes narrower, seeking me earnestly and oftentimes pleading with humility and resignation, you shall surely prevail. I am the light on your pathway, and I am all you need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you speak to us through your word, through others. We know that you speak to us and that you are the good shepherd, and we follow the voice of the shepherd, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We thank you that Jesus is Lord. We thank you that he rose from the dead and that he is coming again. And we believe it. And we ask you now, Lord, as we enter into a new year, a new decade, Father, that we don't fixate on resolutions or revolutions, but we fixate on repentance and keeping humble before you. That you would help us to tune our ears to the slightest intake of your breath, that we would hear every command clearly and not block out the conviction or fear doing the things you ask us to do that seem impossible. I ask that you would help everyone listening today, Father, to this message, to not just read another word and shelf it, that certain portions of this would have spoken to them and they would go back and highlight, help them to remember the things that you wanted them to remember. Father, we ask that you would help our nation to come closer to the presence of your Spirit. We ask that you would expose darkness in the earth. And Lord, we give you permission to walk the places in our lives that are yet darkened. We bless your name. We thank you for the future ahead of us. We thank you that despair and darkness and fear and worry are going to become behind us, Father, as we press forward into the things that are of grace and of hope and of rest in you. I bless those listening today, Father, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your conviction. We thank you for your mercy and your reign of grace in the year 2020. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. If you'd like to listen to more options to listen to the Word of God for some teachings, there's some music, prophetic music for you to listen to, please go to my website. You can locate all those under easy tabs at www.marylindo.com. I bless you today in Jesus' name. Goodbye for now.